That's what I was waiting for. Broken guy. gambler?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Would you say that broken gambler again? Let's see how I can bring this voice out.
Yeah. Huh?
Well, you're going to play the broken gambler?
Yeah.
Good. All right, fine. Okay, strike it up.
I don't know whether I can play or not. Now you don't switch it on, come in.
No, okay.
I had it in my hand, but I lost it all to gambling with a roving gambling man. Thought I couldn't be shown, but lost it all the gambling when knife and I got grown. My head is racked with pain, my heart is filled with sorrow, and I got drunk again. Sister, and she gave me good advice. She told me to quit my drinking weed and marry me a loving wife. So I married a girl on 39, loved and dearly life, but I got drunk on Saturday night and I killed my darling wife. I've had it all my days. It just seems like a trouble will follow me to my grave. Now try.
That's nice.
Broken shoe. to see mine. She jumped back door like a crippled and blind. That's all there is to her. She's good looking, but she does a mighty fine. And maybe someday she'll be divine. Son-in-law, the biggest fool I ever saw. He wore his shirt outside of his coat and the button had merged up around his throat. Got a big gang of lard and milk in the dairy and butter in the bowl and cough in the lips like sugar in the bowl. But I had to go to London to get me a wife. The street right now, but the road was wide. I had rode a home in an old wheelbarrow, but the wheelbarrow broke. My wife took a call, and never got the wheelbarrow wife at all.
Thank you. you live in Otter Creek?
Well, off and on. I move away. I move over.
Where are you originally from?
I was born and raised right in Levy County. Mm-hmm. In the chauffeur in the backwoods, there wasn't nobody lived back up.
Oh.
Well, myself pick a guitar, some banjo, some mandolin, but I never learned to pick nothing but my nose.
That's pretty good. And you've been playing the fiddle as long as you can remember? Or
before I could reach the neck of it. And I couldn't sit in a chair like this and pat my foot on it.
You've been playing, right? Not that long. This is about 8 years old?
About 3 years old.
What was the first fiddle you ever owned? Was it a store-bought fiddle? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
My daddy gave $4.10, I think it was, and a plug of tobacco, he said, for it. But it...
Did you learn to play from your father?
What?
Did you learn to play the fiddle from your father?
There wasn't there one in the whole crowd could play a thing in the world. We couldn't hardly play with each other.
Just like most families, huh? Where did you go when you left here? So you said you traveled around. Where did you go when you were away from Levy County?
Oh, I've lived south. I've lived in Fort Greene.
Fort Greene.
I lived in Wauchula.
Oh, yeah.
And I have stayed a while in Okeechobee City.
Did you?
And I never did live in Gainesville, but I lived around Bronson. I have lived around Otter Creek, too. Cedar Key.
Cedar Key.
Yeah.
Has Otter Creek changed?
But mostly, way back in the backwoods of Gulf Hammock.
Gulf Hammock? Oh, yeah, I've been to Gulf Hammock. I know where that is.
I lived in about 18 years and got out of Cedar.
Oh, yeah.
Has, it's a nice place. Has it changed much around Otter Creek since you've been here?
No, it ain't nothing yet to change.
You said that there are lots of otters over in Otter Creek down here.
It used to be, people like fishing, you know, they've got them all.
Do they eat them, or what do they do?
You know a place to go to catch mad fish?
No.
I don't mean that.
That's right. If you did, you'd be there. How do they eat otter? Do they boil it or bake it? Or
otter?
Yeah, how do you fix it to eat?
They don't eat them.
They don't eat them. They just shoot them for the hell of it, or
hide.
Oh, the hides, I see. That's right.
Thank you.
your birthday is this coming Sunday?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Birthday's tomorrow. How old will you be, Arthur?
Well, I'm not but 83 yet.
83 yet?
Or 84.
Yeah, 84.
84.
Natural. Let's see, what year was that?
1878, first month of the year, January 20th. Now, me being good looking is a family inheritance.
Is it? Your whole family was good looking? I see.
My granddaddy, you know, a long bearded man. He was an old fine looking man, everybody back. Well, he looked good like a goat. Only he didn't stand over horn.